The weekend after next, the Lula Lake Land Trust will host a 19-mile mountain bike and trail running race. The socially distanced, independent race, called the Lula Laker, takes place on Saturday, October 24th, and Sunday, October 25th. Cody Roney is Executive Director of the Lula Lake Land Trust. Cody, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us more about this independent race. This is a first.
Yeah, this is our first. We've been talking about doing a race like this for quite some time. It just hasn't really fit into the schedule. And as COVID hit and we canceled all of our events, probably just as most other folks did for the year, we started brainstorming ways that we could still have people out to the property, still do some fundraising, have a little fun, but do it safely and social distance. So that's where we came up with the Lula Laker 19-mile race. We're doing a trail race on Saturday and a mountain bike race on Sunday. We're allowing 100 participants each day, and we have set it up in where you have hour start time. So we're going to have about 25 people starting in an hour, so we'll be able to spread people out that way. And then as they finish, you know, they just kind of go home. So there won't be any after parties or anything like that. But the course is really fun. It's a little tough, but it's going to be a lot of fun. Perfect weather. Fall colors should be nice and bright. So it'll just be a great, great time for people to get outside, go do some exercise, support a good cause.
And tell us more about how you designed the course. You certainly have a lot of options to choose from.
Yeah, so we obviously wanted to utilize our core preserve trails. The core preserve is where our famous waterfall is. It is the area that's only open to the public twice a month, first and last weekends of the month. So this is an opportunity for folks to come and really explore the trails we have there. I think a lot of people don't even realize there's over 8 miles of trails just on that piece of property alone. And then we have the moonshine trails across the street. So the goal was to be able to keep it all just on Lula Lake property, and all within a pretty close distance to the core preserve, because we have a big parking lot there. So we'll start at the core preserve. They'll do some loops on the moonshine trails, come back through the core preserve, do all the core preserve trails, and they'll end back in the parking lot.
And then what makes this an independent race?
It's because you're going to be self-timing. So we're not going to have anyone there with a timer. We're using Strava. We've created a course on Strava that we will open up to the participants before the race. And so they're going to be in charge of monitoring their own time and their own race. And so as they finish, they're going to share their Strava with us. And then the start times as well kind of make it independent. So you're going to come out. The idea is that if you sign up for this race by yourself, or if you have your own little group, you're going to start with them. So we're not going to have a big starting line where all 100 people are going to go at the same time. You're going to be doing this very independently.
And of course, as we've talked about before, this comes at a time where Ironman would have taken place in this area and cannot because of COVID-19. So people who are trail runners, people who are mountain bikers, people who like both and then some, they're looking for something to do. They're looking for a challenge to tackle.
Yeah, and that's kind of the idea. I think a lot of bigger races did have to cancel. There's a lot usually that goes into planning a race, and there's a lot of expenses. And then, you know, you're bringing a lot of people in, and it doesn't necessarily make sense for really big races to happen. So this is our chance to kind of put on a much smaller scale version of our own thing. And since it's our property and we're not doing a big, you know, after party or anything, it kind of made the planning pretty easy. And so we'll be there day of. We do have prizes for the winners. We're going to have little swag bags for all the participants. We've got some really neat medals, or they're actually wooden medallions that we created for medals for the first, second, and third place. So we're going to have prizes, but the goal is for this just to be fun. It's not a serious race. It's by no means Ironman. We just want people to come out and get to enjoy nature and maybe make up for some of those races they're not doing on our property. And just to have fun on our property and get to see the beauty that it has to offer. The running we're going to have go down by the waterfall. So you'll actually be running down to the waterfall and back out. So they're going to really get to experience all that Lula Lake has to offer.
And all of this is to support Lula Lake Land Trust.
Yeah, so this is a fundraising event. So, you know, as we canceled a lot of our events, that's a portion of our fundraising each year that we rely on through those events. So this helps us make that up, as well as give people an outlet.
And where can people go online for more information and to participate?
So if you go to our website, www.lulalake.org, You can also find us on Facebook. You'll find the events on both of those places under the events tab. The running is on October 24th. The mountain biking is on October 25th. It's a Saturday and a Sunday. Rain or shine, unless it's a torrential downpour, we'd obviously have to move the bike race. But fingers crossed for great weather.
All right. Cody, thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having us.